This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh?
The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. All right. We're glad to have you. Hour number two underway tonight. We do not have a visit in the ladies' lounge tonight. I gave all of the prospective ladies the night off, given the fact that they so faithfully are with us and we enjoy having their company. I do want to let you know, in the weeks to come, we have got some really cool ones coming up. In fact, we can run through the list for you here. We've got... let's see. I'm trying to remember off the top of my head. We've got Alicia Krauss. We've got Britt McHenry. We've got Kristen Tate. And we've got Georgie Borman, all slated for visits with us over the next few weeks. So be on the lookout for that. Looking forward to having all those all-stars back. Longtime favorites. Hey, I want to say just a word real quick about a potential opportunity. And I'm going to get into the second hour of the topic tonight, which we're just taking your calls, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. But if you are a Christian, listen up. This is a particularly interesting announcement for you. But Christians are called to do a lot of things differently than some of the world around them, right? Demonstrate that calling works in various aspects of our lives, why we order our lives a certain way. It's why we believe in marriage. It's why we believe in raising kids to be respectful of authority, et cetera, et cetera. There's all these things that we believe. Well, there are a lot of options for Christians when it comes to finances. But I've got to tell you about a new opportunity that is really rather remarkable from my friends at a group called Grace Advisors. And while there are many options and investment vehicles, quite frankly, there are some that are much riskier than others. Using the stock market for your retirement, your legacy planning, it just may not be the right execution to demonstrate financial stewardship to the level that you're satisfied with. In fact, as a matter of fact, market losses, volatility up one day, down the next, constantly prove that it's not. So you can stop that retirement spend down and learn how you can return, you can earn retirement income for life. Grace Advisors, the group I'm telling you about, they believe in a much more prudent exhibition of biblical stewardship. Grace Advisors is a Christian company helping Christian families every day who believe in safety and security and that proper tax planning is as important as investment returns. They're offering a free ebook right now that's going to help you learn what these proven wealth strategies are, and it's yours for calling. All you have to do is call and get the ebook. 888-585-1615. This is an ebook that will outline several different strategies for you to have that kind of safety and security in your retirement investment portfolio. 888-585-1615. You get a free book when you call 888-585-1615. Get your free proven wealth strategies guide, protecting your family and your legacy by utilizing principles and investments that protect resources that you've been blessed with. Using stewardship strategies that involve less speculation and risk, you can trust Grace Advisors to show you the way. They have a track record that is on par with anyone else above and beyond. 888-585-1615. Get your free ebook when you call today. 888-585-1615. Call Grace Advisors and just see what the options are for you. You have nothing to lose and you could have everything to gain. 888-585-1516. 888-585-1516 for your complimentary ebook. All right. Welcome to hour number two. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Our phone lines are wide open, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And we've got an interesting scenario that is upon us tonight. The president spoke up, I think, admirably and appropriately for the support that America feels for the victims in New Zealand. And got hammered a little bit on Twitter and social media. People saying, "Oh, he's a double standard. He's a coward. He says one thing, does something else." And what they were referring to was when he called for a shutdown of letting Muslims into the country for a short period of time until, in his words, Congress could figure out what the hell was going on. There's another element to this story that intrigues me. And I made reference to it early in the first hour, but I didn't go back to that because I wanted to unpack it a little bit more in this hour. There was a post that I put on Twitter earlier today, and Nick, you can put that Twitter post on the screen. But I was quite surprised that I actually saw something referred to in Pamela Geller's Twitter feed, and she watches terrorism across the globe, that we had been talking about on the air here. At Christmas, you may remember, we were rescuing Nigerian Christians from Fulani herdsmen terrorists that are riding down through the plains of Nigeria and slaughtering people and burning houses and just raising towns to the grounds, because what they want to do is they just want to take the land. Well, this week, just the day before the New Zealand attack, Pamela Geller reports that in Nigeria, Muslims murder 32 Christians, torch a church in a brutal attack, and have killed 120 since the beginning of February. She said, "Why is there no global outcry?" Now, that was before New Zealand happened. So, in the last month and a half, technically, officially, there have been 120 Christians slaughtered in the heart of Nigeria by Muslims, Fulani herdsmen, unrepentantly. They just ride in just because they want the land, just because they want to take their crops, their earnings, their resources. They just want them. So they just ride in, they just slaughter everybody that's there, and they say, "This is ours, and to heck with you." I didn't see Fox News or CNN or MSNBC or NPR or PBS or CBS or NBC or ABC. I didn't see any of them even report this. Now, I happen to know that these things are true. I work very closely with a group called the Christian Solidarity International. They actually highlight what this work is, and they work to try to correct it. That's why we helped them at Christmas time try to rescue as many Christians as we could. And we were successful, by the way. Thanks to you, we were able to help about 100 Christians get relocated. But that came too late for the 120 that died in February from the continued attacks. Some of them were teens just coming home from teen camp. Just young people. And there was no outcry. There was no talking about what types of gun policies should be implemented against Muslim terrorist groups. Don't you think that would be a good policy if you're going to practice gun control, why don't we ban terrorist groups from existing and ban them from getting guns to begin with? If we can control the flow of weapons through laws, let's just pass laws in every country on earth that say, well, we just won't give radical extremists the right to have guns. We just won't let, Muslim extremists that practice Sharia law, we just won't let them get guns. If that's all it would take to make the world a safe place, wouldn't it be worth it? Going to these national state capitals and saying, "Hey, you should pass this law. This will solve the whole problem." So, my question is this. Why was that the case? Why did the whole world stop because of the slaughter in New Zealand? And hardly anybody even knows that more than twice that number of people have been slaughtered in the reverse. So this white supremacist went and slaughtered Muslims indiscriminately. But Muslim terrorists slaughtered Christians indiscriminately, twice as impactful, twice as many, twice as much the carnage, twice as much the loss. And the world hasn't said anything. 888-340-3373. I'm wondering if you've got any perspective on that. And if you're watching on Twitter tonight, which where we are broadcasting via Periscope and our feed there. I'm really curious as to your thoughts. All the haters that said that that Trump saying we should parse the terrorists from the peaceful Muslims, and until we can do that, we should shut down any Muslim entry into the country. And you called that in religious intolerance. Those people that were saying that on Twitter today at me, I would really love to know your thoughts on what the Fulani herdsmen did to the Christians in Nigeria over the same period of time. And you said precious nothing about it. 888-340-3373. And for the rest of you, if they don't say anything about it, why are they too chicken to talk to me about it? I'd love to know that thought. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Now, we can also talk about gun control, whether or not that works. And if so, why did this attack even take place? But we'll take your calls as we continue. It's Radio Night Live, live from New York.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. Everybody knows what happened in New Zealand. You couldn't avoid it. All day yesterday, the news channels, wall to wall. And then, of course, the gunman showed up in court. He flashed the white supremacy sign. People dying on Twitter, people that hate the president, people that hate America. Dying to impugn America's desire to even help. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez came out and said that basically, if you offered thoughts and prayers, you're standing with the killer. Like you're the equivalent of people that are empowering the killing to take place. I don't much like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Let's go to line one. Brian is calling from Portland, Oregon, listening to AM 1640. Hello, Brian.
Yes, sir. Hello. Yeah, I just wanted to pipe up a little bit and chime in about to your point that, you know, the reason that I think that the world is so silent and the media is so silent, one of the main reasons is the politically left in Western countries, particularly the media, and their silence and their demonizing of Judeo-Christian culture has really made it acceptable and even cheek to some extent to make fun of, mock, and antagonize Christians. And so when violence happens to Christian populations, on some level, it's almost acceptable.
Right. Now, that makes total sense to me, Brian. And, you know, I'm one of those voices on radio 6 days a week that are advocating for those minority populations, particularly in places like Nigeria and Sudan and those places, because I believe that we've got to tell the truth about what's happening if we're going to ever get real help in there to them. But I found it astounding because I hadn't seen the story anywhere. And then I run across on Twitter today, I see Pamela Geller's feed, and she's like, yeah, there's another attack in Nigeria, and now 120 Christians have been slaughtered there in the last little time period. And, you know, all of the media world comes to a halt with the New Zealand attack. And that's appropriate. There were 50 innocent people that lost their lives.
Yeah, and the violence against the Nigerians is really that's just the tip of the iceberg. The only reason it's even getting any coverage right now is simply because it's been picking up speed. But parts of northern Nigeria and then down towards the middle, depending on what part of the country you're in,
right,
there's been acts of violence against Christians for the better part. Well, you could go back, honestly, 100 years, but it's been picking up speed, especially for the last 10 years, just like it did in Sudan, when upwards to 1 million Christians were displaced or murdered, and there was largely silence in the West as well about that.
Nope.
It's the same thing repeating itself.
Absolutely. Well, Brian, I appreciate your comments. Thanks for your call. Thanks for listening out there in Portland tonight. Let's go to the Midwest. Maureen is dialing us in from AM 970 in Iowa, and she joins us now. Maureen, line two, you're on with Kevin McCullough. Hi.
Hello.
What's your thought tonight?
Okay, so I was looking at the verse in John 15:18. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. I really think that's why you don't hear anything on the news about all the different things that happened to Christians.
Okay. Fair observation. It doesn't mean that we should continue to perpetrate that, though, right? We should try to raise awareness about what's happening. Yeah. So
yes.
I get that. Well, Maureen, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate everyone listening. And, again, we're also live on Periscope, on Twitter, and I just linked that over to Facebook as well. So if you want to go on the Kevin McCullough pages on any of those, you can chime in. Now, there's this other kind of interesting angle to this story, and that is the Prime Minister of New Zealand immediately came out after it happened, and she said, we're going to strengthen our gun laws in New Zealand. And I thought, well, I wonder how lax those gun laws are. She said, our gun laws will change. So I went and looked it up, and I was, you know, of all the developed westernized worlds, I'm looking at, you know, Australia, they got really tough about this a few years ago. They had a mass shooting, and they got really concerned, and they thought we got to do something about it. And so they went off the cliff. I mean, you talk about tight gun laws. Australia is really, really gun control central. And yet, even in that state, this particular person that carried out this attack was able to smuggle guns from Australia into New Zealand, and then to have them in New Zealand, who has basically the same kinds of laws that Australia does, and was able to pull off an attack in which he hit a vulnerable population in a vulnerable place and an easy spot. And when he got scared off of one place, he went to the next, and he was just going to keep killing as many people as he could, at as many mosques as he could find. That was going to be his game plan. And eventually he was scared by one guy that stood up to him. The guy that stood up to him didn't even have a gun. He threw something at him. I forget what it is, but whatever it was, it spooked him. He ran to his car to get another gun. The guy picked up his rifle. He catches up to the car where the guy is in, and he throws that, and it shatters the window, and the guy starts the car and drives off because he's so scared of he's afraid that this guy's really going to come after him. Just that much fighting back kept the gunman from being able to kill more people. Imagine if they had had an armed guard at that mosque. I mean, the people that argue that we've got to take all the guns away, to me, that can be what comes out of their mouth. They can be saying, I'm arguing that we should take all the guns away. What I hear in my head is that you just want more innocent people to die. That's the way it gets interpreted. That's the way it goes into the back of what I process. Because every time someone makes that argument, that's in essence what you're setting up another vulnerable, soft target for somebody to just walk up to and take care of. And not unlike the Parkland shooting in Florida last year, and I wrote a piece for townhall.com that basically argued there were six things that you could do to basically eliminate school shootings overnight. The state of Florida adopted five of the six, and they're going to have much stronger schools. They're going to be much less penetrable by people who wish people harm because of that. But you harden the target. That's number one. All these houses of worship, I mean, the synagogue that was in Pittsburgh, that was unfortunate. That'll never happen at a synagogue in New York. You know why? Because they're packing. You got congregation members that have guns in there, and then you've got, like, off-duty NYPD that are there, too. Synagogues are taking this seriously. Churches are starting to more often. But, you know, mosques are going to have to as well. 888-340-3373. I want to take your call, though, as to your idea and thought about the discrepancy between 120 Christians getting butchered by Muslims in North Nigeria this week and the 49 Muslims that died in New Zealand at the hands of a white supremacist. Why does one give Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez agita, and the other she doesn't even worry about as she's falling asleep tonight? Kevin McCullough, 888-340-3373. Coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Christchurch, New Zealand, 50 people were killed and 50 more hurt in two mass murders at two mosques. there's word of one worshiper who took action.
There is one man who was inside the mosque of the second attack, and he decided to act. He acted in a number of ways, trying to draw the gunman's fire on himself, trying to lure the gunman out of the mosque into the parking lot, and at one point was even able to pick up one of the gunman's discarded guns and throw it through his windshield.
The suspect, 28-year-old Brenton Tarrant, published a long manifesto online, and the murders were live-streamed on Facebook. President Trump issued his first veto. It came on a measure blocking his emergency declaration at the southern border. Democrats plan to hold a vote March 26 to override the veto. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys I've known, and I've known some.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Couple of segments to go yet in the broadcast tonight. I want to get your calls in. We got a lot we could discuss. Let's just go straight to the phones. Line 3, Frank is calling us from Des Moines, Iowa. We're big in Des Moines tonight on both the AM 970 and FM 99.3. Hey, Frank.
Well, good. That's great. Hey, Kevin, I know you being a sane man that this is going to be difficult for you, but I'm just wondering if you could step into the delusion and the lunacy of the left for a second and explain to me in simple language how any of this would be Donald Trump's fault. Now, in saying that...
Of course, you know, Frank, in just asking that, it doesn't have to be for them to just make the claim. So I'm not sure there is an explanation, but...
But that.
Yeah.
When the guy who shot Steve Scalise, the right went out of their way, bent over backwards to not point the finger at Bernie Sanders when this guy was a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Right.
How is it that everything that goes on in this world, not just the United States, how are we responsible for the gun control of New Zealand or Australia? And how long will it take for the bribery scandal of Hollywood media and political figure elite who bribe their way into colleges, how long will that take to get blamed on Trump? Their scandal. So, you know, if you could put yourself into the lunacy of the left for a second, could you even explain why this is being blamed on Trump?
Well, obviously, Frank, the left is so angered at not just him as a person. They're angry that he has been as good at his job as he's been. They don't think that he should have ever had the right to be there. He didn't pay his dues. He didn't kiss the ring. He didn't do it the way that the establishment and the swamp told him he could do it. And he's dismantled everybody that came along. So there's already this just we just have to find anything and everything we can to hate him for, because we just don't like what he's doing. We don't like the fact that he's exposed us as a weak and feckless and feeble, two-party system that really has, you know, a whole bunch of people working together against the welfare of the American people. We don't like the fact that he's calling out our power base. We don't like the fact that he thinned out our party and stripping off the Rust Belt. I mean, the far left in America, who've been using, by the way, the middle left for a long time, they've been using moderates for their purposes for quite a while. They are furious. They're filled with rage. So it wouldn't matter if this took place in New Zealand or in the Trump Tower. They're going to say that it's Trump's fault.
When did this all happen? When did this all evolve? If you go back on the internet and you Google any number of media, Hollywood, music stars who are photographed in Donald Trump, when all of a sudden did they discover that he was a raging racist? When did they all of a sudden discover that he was this raging...
The minute that they lost power. The minute that they lost the ability to call the shots anymore. That's
when they're standing in the pictures with him,
right,
when he's donating to their causes, he was A-OK.
Yep. No, as soon as they lost what they wanted, that's when they turned on him. And I have this sneaking suspicion that when he's out of office and when he's back in the private sector again, they're going to find their way back to him. Because as long as he's got money and as long as he's a generous person and as long as he's, you know, willing to help folks out, there's going to be plenty of people going there with their hand open saying, hey, please, you know, give me some. That's...
Well, I'll compliment you, Kevin. You've done a good job of explaining their lunacy.
Well, it's really, I just think it's craven lust for power more than anything else. I just think that they're angry, and that's why they can't even control their own right now, Frank. I mean, Nancy Pelosi and Steny Hoyer, if they think that they're going to get a moderate Democrat, a Clinton-type Democrat, to run and be the nominee in 2020, they are sadly confused, because the most powerful person in America, aside from Trump, in the political scene right now, is a one-term congresswoman who had all of 16,000 votes cast for her total. That's not what she won by. That was how many totally voted for her in total. And the fact that she has not been able, like, that they have not been able to rein her in, or the two Muslim sisters from Michigan and Minnesota, there's a new guard that is in town, and they are doing everything they can to try to rein them in, and it's not working.
One thought that I hear to that we are making her bigger by talking about her.
Yeah, you know what? Let me address that when we come back, because that's an interesting, and I hear that a lot. It's Kevin McCullough. Stay with us. It's Radio Night Live. Don't go away.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Code KMC.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. I want to get into a couple of other stories before we're done tonight, but I want to address what Frank said just as we were going to break, because it's a really good debate that's being had in some corners. So this idea that if we on the right talk about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, that we are in some way assisting her, that we are in some way making her big. And I think there's two answers to this, and I've given a lot of thought, and, you know, I'm based here in New York where she's from, and I get to see how she's treated in the local media, and then I also see what she's treated like in the national media, and I have to say it's kind of similar. on the local level, when she knocked off the congressman that had sat in that district for, I don't know, 22 years, like 11 terms, something like that, that was a pretty big shock to the system. I still don't think the local Democratic leadership and the local political parties have adjusted to, I mean, I think they're still in shock that she was able to pull that off. But she did not waste any time in seizing the opportunity that she has, and she's very much a millennial in that respect. So she's good on social media, and she's the most followed social media politician besides President Trump. The only reason she's not running for president probably at this very moment is because she's not old enough to. But come 2024, I think she's going to be in the mix. I think there's going to be people talking about whether or not she makes a run at it. And she has gotten a lot of camera time in the committees that she's been on. There's been a lot of things that she has said, and she has said so many stupid things that, they deserve to be called out. But to the question, does it help her or hurt her for those on the right to talk about her? Well, let me answer that in a couple of different ways, Frank. Number one, I think if we belittle her, if we try to take dignity from her, if we try to treat her in a way that we're not showing respect of an enemy or an opponent that has a lot of skill, I think we'd be stupid in the conservative circles, because there is no doubt she has mad network and social media skills. She can put together a reaction response in just a matter of seconds. And in doing so, rally that social media base that she's built to attack on her behalf. So I think that doing anything to her that is untoward, and this is my general rule of thumb for politics overall, I don't think that we need to be the poo-flinging chimpanzees that so many people want to be in politics. I think that conservatives have the better solutions. We have the better outcomes. We have the suggestions that work. We're the ones that can actually help get things across the finish line and benefit everyone across the board. And Donald Trump has really proven that. In only 3 years, he solved so many problems related to everything from the economy to addressing immigration to ending our wars in Syria and Afghanistan. He's come in and with just like this kind of bullish ferocity said, I'm going to just concentrate on the problems and get them solved. Wages are higher than they've ever been. More people are working than have ever worked in American history. And every demographic category of unemployment is at like near all-time record low. We have 7 million more jobs available than we have people to fill them in the United States. I mean, this is not what the world was 3 years ago when Barack Obama was in office and telling us, let me be clear, we will not see those jobs come back again. It was a very different outlook. And Trump's not bridled by the constraints of partisanship. So when the Republicans don't help him, he's calling them out too. And just like the declaration for the border wall, I think that they're not helping him now. Now, he's going to veto that vote that came out this week, and they're not going to override that, and he's going to start building the sections of the wall that he can with the monies he's reallocated properly and according to the legal standing and all precedents that are already passed. But in terms of AOC, I think if we diminish her, if we say, you know what, we can treat her as though she's not a worthy opponent, I think that would be a mistake for those of us on the center right. But do I also believe that we shouldn't talk about her at all? Not at all. I think we need to expose every time she says something ridiculous. I think we need to expose that she has no real set of values. You know, she made a big deal about saying she was going to pay her staff a living wage, because the minimum wage, living wage is a big deal for her. Talks a lot about it. She said she wasn't going to pay anybody on her staff less than $15 an hour. So now there's a lot of people on her staff that make $15 an hour. But she has budget in her allowance that would allow her senior staff members to make as much as $120,000 to $170,000 a year. and she's capping their pay at $80,000. Now, she's capping their pay at $80,000 for the year so that she can give the lower-ranking employees in her office the higher pay scale. But guess who in the office of Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, guess who in that office didn't get a salary capped at $80,000 for the year? Guess who? Of all the staff, guess who didn't get a pay cut to be capped at $80,000? Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And why? Because she's a flaming hypocrite. It's great to tell bosses at other companies, you got to take a pay cut to make sure that you pay your people, and we're going to force that through the rule of law. But then when they have the opportunity to actually make that happen on their own, to not implement that, my little tiny company has been paying people above the minimum wage that we hire from an internship into employment for many, many years. We've been out around how long? 9 years, Ivan? So at least 8 of those years, we have paid the entry workers that come in more than the minimum wage. Why do we do that? Because I voluntarily believe that that's an important thing to do. But you're not having to tell me to do it. With Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's fine telling everyone else to do it, not doing it on her own. Same thing with the border issue. Same thing with the looking the other way on terrorism. Same thing with befriending Linda Sarsour. We have to call her out on all of that stuff because we have to know how bad she is. The Green New Deal is a flawed economic and environmental theory. It doesn't practice good environmentalism. Greenpeace says so. So does it help her? Well, not if we do it the right way. We've got to talk about her, but we've got to talk about her in the right context. Kevin McCullough, coming back.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, glad you're with us live from New York every single weekend, and coming soon, for those of you that watch us online or watch us on television, you're going to notice some changes to the set, because we are going to be moving in the weeks to come to a new location and have a little bit of a different layout, and as that occurs, we will be keeping you up to speed. But I'm so thankful for everybody that does everything they can to help us keep the show on the air. People like Mike Lindell at MyPillow, who has his Giza Dream Sheets offer right now. Friends, I don't know if you've tried the Giza sheets. They are the most comfortable sheets you will ever sleep on in your life. They just sent me my first pair to try, set to try this week. And I got to tell you, the first night I was like, wow, where have these been all my life? So it's kind of an unusual thing to be excited about, how cool your sheets are, but you've got to try them. They're made of the softest cotton. He finds it. It's only grown in one part of Egypt, and that's where he goes and buys large portions of it, and that's what he's making the sheets from. And if you go online tonight, they've got a special for the Giza set, and I think there's a whole bunch of things attached to it. I think there's some free pillows and some other things that they're all attached to the offer. But if you call them at 800-506-2641 and say, I want the Giza Dream Sheet special, they will give you the lowest price. You'll get all the freebies, and if you that'll all happen if you use my promo code KMC. So call the folks at MyPillow, 800-506-2641, promo code KMC, and ask them about the Giza Dream Sheet special, and use promo code KMC, and you'll get it. You can also get the bed topper, and you can get the other specials that are there, too. You can go online, use the same promo code, and get the same prices. MyPillow.com to do that. Also, if you miss any of our show each week, we are now podcasting aggressively here at Radio Night Live, and a lot of you don't always stay up totally late on Saturday night to hear the whole show. Sometimes you check it out in the days to come, and in fact, we have now tens of thousands of you that are checking out the podcast every single week, and you're downloading it, and if you subscribe on SoundCloud or iTunes, it gets delivered to your inbox automatically. All you have to do is just hit play, and you've got the most recent one. But we were named one of the 20 most influential podcasters in America in 2018 by townhall.com. You can get us at SoundCloud, iTunes, all of the aggregators like Stitcher and Radio Relay and TuneIn and all those guys. Just look for Radio Night Live, and they'll pull up the most recent episode, and you can listen to it, download it, take it with you from any of those as well. But thank you for those of you that are starting to follow us in the podcasting arena. It's been exciting to see that number grow, and it just grows like 40% more like every single year. So thanks for that. And then I'm on the air Monday through Friday, and if you're not getting that show, go to the same SoundCloud and iTunes page. When you subscribe, you'll get my one-hour daily Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, why it matters, every single day. You can take me with you 6 days a week. Until then, we'll see you next week right here at Radio Night Live.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Or one, and get the bed.